Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are in Philadelphia International Airport, busiest travel day of the year. This amazing airport, all these incredible people heading out to destinations unknown.
Yes.
And the great thing about booking Mike Lombardi is, Al, he is, of course, the Gridiron Genius. That's the name of the book.
Right.
If you're thinking ahead to getting, you know, Black Friday, Al, going out shopping,
yep.
Order the book by Mike Lombardi, Gridiron Genius. You will learn a great deal about the sport of football.
Mm-hmm.
But he knows more than football.
Yes,
I can ask Mike anything.
Basketball expert.
Watch him deal with the Markelle Fultz thing. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Mike Lombardi. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Angela. Happy Thanksgiving, Rhea, Al. Hope you're all having a great one.
You too,
and,
Mike.
And you too, Mike. But I'm going to start with this because the great thing about it is you're as knowledgeable in basketball as you are in football. Markelle Fultz had his lawyer tell the Sixers yesterday that he's got a shoulder problem and cannot play. Then he showed up and shot the ball with the team. Mike, how would you handle this situation if you were the GM of the Sixers?
Well, I think you got to be, frankly, really honest with the agent. I mean, look, what the agent's job is to do is to protect the player, right? And that's what he's doing. He's protecting the player. TJ came in off the bench the other night, gave the Sixers a spark. And frankly, the last three games, I'm sitting here at home with my dogs wondering when they're going to put TJ in the game to give them some juice. Because I think TJ really gives them spacing on the court and is actually a better fit than Markelle. I know nobody wants to hear it in Philadelphia, but he does a better job. And so I think this is one of those situations where the agent's protecting the player. You've got to understand it. You've got to have a real-to-real conversation with all three people in the room. Let him go through the mechanics of working on his shoulder. But once this is over and you sit down with the doctor's report, I think you got to have a real hard conversation about where we're going, what we're trying to do. I think the Sixers have been overly supportive. And I think at some point this is set reality, and they've got to understand that this is a bigger issue than just the shoulder.
All right, well, Mike, this is where it gets dicey. He's the number one pick in a draft, but he is so underperformed now that he's not a good enough option than TJ McConnell. All right, at what point, regardless of how much you use to get him in the draft, at what point do you cut him loose?
Well, I think that's reality, right? I think you have to be honest with yourself. The hardest thing to do in sports, and I wrote about it in my book, is evaluate your own team correctly. And I think oftentimes we kid ourselves into luring ourselves into a trap thinking we're better than we really are. One of the concerns I had about the Sixers, you know, because I'm a fan and people say, well, you're hard on them. But, you know, if you're a fan, you have to be objective, right?
Yeah.
I've always thought they were overly optimistic with some of their talent acquisitions, especially through this quote-unquote, I know Spike will like this word, process, you know. And so you know, I think that there was overly optimistic. I think realistically you got to look at this and say, look, you know, we blew it. I mean, Colangelo traded an asset for a player that he didn't have to trade an asset for. You can't go back and rewrite history. You just got to be honest with yourself and move on. And I agree. I mean, look, the guy is well underperformed. And you know, there's going to be a documentary on the shoulder. There's going to be a documentary on why we gave up an asset to move up when we didn't have to. You know, and I'm hoping one day to produce that documentary.
But, Mike, if I'm hearing you right, you're now close to saying we got to cut our losses.
Yeah.
You would be thinking it even now in the kid's second year.
I think there's a huge concern. I mean, I think the one thing that would be in the back of my mind is what Donnie Walsh told me and Belichick one time when we were in Indianapolis back in 92, 93. You can't really trade a player until you know what the player truly is. I'm not sure you really know what Fultz is, but the bigger issue is, besides the court, is this whole shot and this whole what's going on in his mind. I mean, he's going to have a shoulder exam, and certainly, you know, if he's got pain there, he should. But I think there's other issues that are stemming in why he's not playing to the level, whether it's the shot, change of the shot. I don't know. I mean, I'm not there every day, but to me, I think those issues, along with the lack of what he does for the team, I think the biggest misevaluation is what he would do with Simmons and Embiid on the court. That plan and that vision, I haven't seen it. And, you know, look, I'm not a basketball expert, so I'm not saying I should see it, but I haven't seen that.
All right. Well, you are a football expert, and the next issue is even more troubling to us because the Philadelphia Eagles, Howie Roseman, obtained Golden Tate. And we all thought we were getting a great addition to the offense. But the Eagles have not been good at all at assimilating him into the offense in the first two games. And yesterday, Mike, the offensive coordinator, Mike Groh, came out and made this statement.
I don't know if it's been more difficult, but it's been challenging to integrate him.
He's saying it's hard to find ways to use Golden Tate. If you were Howie Roseman, how would you feel that the offensive coordinator cannot use such a great weapon as Golden Tate?
Well, I think this is one of the reasons why trades are so hard to happen during the season, is because we know Golden Tate is so much better in the slot. And the Eagles have stacked slot receivers. You got Jordan Matthews, you got Nelson Aguilar, who's down almost 3 yards a catch this year than last year on an average. And he's a slot receiver. So you've got all these slot receivers, and you have nobody on the outside that can challenge and separate and open up the middle of the field. And then you add Zach Ertz into the mix. And so you have four slot receivers, and basically you're playing an Arena League game because the field's just condensed from the numbers inside, and it's hard to get them the football, and how do you play them? I think the reality was, I think what the Eagles thought was he was going to be a little bit more of an outside receiver and could play multiple positions, but I don't think that's the case. I think the underlying factor here too, though, Angelo, is, and I've said this all along, running backs make the spread. It's not the receivers. And when you want to be in one back and you want to spread the field horizontally, like the Eagles did last year, it's the back you worry about. How many people we got to defend the run? Do we have a light box, a loaded box? Do we cheat the box? And right now the Eagles' run game doesn't make anybody fearful, so they're able to play pass, and it becomes challenging to really get people open.
All right, but Mike, I'll tell you what I'm worried about. I'm worried about our offensive coordinator. They can't come up with a script. Frank Reich is lighting it up in Indianapolis. And you know what I'm thinking now? That this guy, Mike Groh, with no track record, doesn't know what he's doing. Is that a safe assumption to make at this point?
Well, I think you have to look at it and say, look, they do miss Frank Reich. I mean, look, the third down magic that I was calling the Ponzi scheme last year on this show every Friday has now gone to Indianapolis. I mean, and so you just connect the dots. I mean, it's not that hard to figure out. I mean, last year I kept waiting for this third down to slow down, and it never did. And now I keep looking at Indianapolis asking the same question.
Their last three games, 58%.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And I think the other thing is whoever's doing the script, I think that's the other issue. Look, when you've only scored 21 points in the first quarter all season and you scored and you led the league last year with 106, you know something's going on. I mean, they start that Saints game off, and I thought they would play way better than they played. That was so disappointing, and I agree with what Malcolm Jenkins said, especially when your back's up against the wall. But when you go three and out twice, and then you throw an interception in the first quarter, and you're playing one of the greatest offenses in football, you know, you're doomed right at the first quarter. You're done.
Yep.
You know, and then you have a chance to get back somewhat into the game at third and two, and you call a timeout, and, you know, you get blitzed, and you run that play-action pass, and if Dow Davis would have been alive and he saw that, there would have been a lot of head rolling on that one.
All right, Mike, listen, it's time to be totally honest here. All right.
I'm always honest. So you get me in trouble.
But I got to be honest, Mike. I know deep down you're a human being, right? And before last season, you made some negative remarks about Doug Peterson, and then he won the Super Bowl. And then you kind of backed off it. But deep down right now, are you not saying to yourself, you know what? Maybe I wasn't so wrong after all.
No, I think this. I think that a lot of this comes together. I think when I look at the Eagles this year, and I watched what they did once they won the Super Bowl and their reaction afterwards, I saw a team that really didn't understand how to handle success. And I think it's just transposed all the way through the spring and all the way through here now. And this whole, and I said it last week on the station, there's no switch you can turn on to, you know, all of a sudden become a great team. That it starts back in the spring. It starts in the fall. And I think there was so much celebration, and for good reason. But I think, you know, Lane Johnson said that the Patriots don't have any fun. Well, the Patriots throw out everything that they do starting in April, and they start all over again. Maybe that's not fun. I had fun in New England because we kept winning.
Yeah. We missed that. All right, one more before we get to your pick, Mike. And this is a bizarre question, but we're at a time of desperate needs here. You have seen the Eagles secondary. We're just pulling people off the street. Yesterday, Denver caught Pac-Man Jones. Would you consider bringing him in, knowing all the baggage and the fact that he's right near the end, and giving him a look in Philadelphia before the end of the season?
You know, I think Pac-Man's done. I think Pac-Man doesn't really have much juice left in those legs anymore. I think that's kind of that would be past. I think the last thing you need is an older player that can't play. I mean, you got enough young players that can't play. Why are you going to add an older player that can't play? So I think that would be my you know. Look, the one thing I've learned in life, they don't give you houses in Beverly Hills. There's no free houses in Beverly Hills. So any guy who gets cut this time of the year,
yeah,
he ain't going to help your team very much. You got to have some homegrown talent, and I think that that's got to be the case here. So that, I would pass on that one. As desperate as they are for back-end players, I would still pass on Pac-Man.
If you owned a gentleman's club, would you have a different opinion?
Well, I certainly think it would be good for business. There's no doubt about that, Andrew.
All right. Finally, Mike. Obviously, the Eagles are in dire straits right now, and they're facing a revived Giants team Sunday at the Link. Who's going to win that game, Michael?
Wow, Eli was 17 for 18. I mean, he saw those Bucks uniforms, and he came back alive, man. I mean, Eli was like, oh, I'm fire, 38 points. I mean, look, Eli, you know, one of the reasons why Eli's still there, and you should take great pride in this, Angelo, is that Dave Gettleman based his decision on keeping Eli and not making a change on those two Eagle games last year.
I know he did.
And the way he threw the ball as effectively, and, you know, look, this offensive line has to protect. I think Jernigan coming back is huge. I don't know how much Jernigan can play. I don't know what kind of shape he's in. And can he play for 40 snaps? I doubt it. But I think that really helps. They need somebody to help rush the passer. I think the Eagles' pass rush will take over. I think it'll be a closer game than it should be. I think Wentz will bounce back and play well. I think they definitely, if they don't beat the Eagles, Angel, if they don't beat the Giants, then I'm telling you, we're going to have a real serious conversation next week.
No, I'm going to be honest with you, Mike. If they don't, I'm going to advocate that the Eagles hire Mike Lombardi back. Let's get this thing back on track. Mike, have a great holiday. Gridiron Genius, get it. It's a great Christmas gift. Mike, always a pleasure.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.